Demonstrators in Los Angeles over the weekend outraged over the death of Tyree Nichols. By now, you probably know the broad outlines of this story. Nichols was repeatedly beaten, kicked, and pepper sprayed by Memphis police officers. It was all caught on body camera footage that was released on Friday. We'll talk about the ethics of publishing that footage coming up. But first, let's talk about the culture of policing and how it led to Nichols' death. Cheryl Dorsey is a retired LAPD sergeant and author of the book Black and Blue, The Creation of a Social Advocate. Welcome back to Press Play.
Thank you.
Well, the officers involved were in this elite unit, which was called the Scorpion Unit. It's now been disbanded, but it was created about a year and a half ago. And in the past, the police chief praised it for helping lower crime in the city. So I want you to address this unit and these types of units. What is behind the creation of them, and do they actually reduce crime?
Well, it's a specialized unit that was created to have a group of officers who are not tied to radio calls, who can go out and be proactive and do what we call observation type activities. You see something that looks suspicious, you've got probable cause to detain a person, you do. And, you know, traffic stops can sometimes be a part of that if you can legitimately find a reason. The vehicle code, certainly here in California, is massive. And all you need is to find someone who's making a right turn and they didn't signal within the last 100 feet or, no light on your license plate. Any little ticky-tack thing gives you a reason to engage someone. And a lot of times, particularly late night when the elephant hunters are out, those guys from the Scorpion unit, you might run across somebody who's got a gun and maybe on their way to engage in criminal activity. Or you may encounter someone who's got drugs on them and is involved in narcotics activity. So they have a purpose. The problem with this unit is you have a lot of young officers and no supervisors out there watching them.
Right. And so I've read that the training was basically a PowerPoint training presentation for 3 days, maybe one day of target practice and another additional day of some kind of training, and off they went. Is that normal, or are these units, there are these units in cities across the country, are these units usually subjected to more rigorous training?
Well, listen, there's 18,000 police departments in the United States, and, you know, everyone is not big like LAPD and NYPD, and budgets are certainly different as well. But, you know, you have in Chief C.J. Davis, a woman with 20 plus years as a law enforcement officer, having been an administrator on 3 different police departments. And so you would expect that she knows a thing or two about a thing or two. And for her to create this unit and give it the name Scorpion, which sounds aggressive in and of itself, stack and fill it with a bunch of inexperienced, unsupervised miscreants is a formula for disaster. She's setting these officers up to fail, and to think that all they had was a PowerPoint display to look at before they went out into the community. And then we now are hearing that there are community members who have been complaining about this unit and no investigations were done. And so she's just as culpable. She has failed humanity as well by not investigating those officers. She's allowed this fire to smolder for over a year. And now we have the loss of a life that probably could have been saved had she done her job.
Mm. Does it matter? A lot of people were saying, look, racial diversity is one answer to these incidents. If you have more people of color in uniform, you would have fewer of these kinds of problems. But here, of course, all the officers were Black. Does race matter at all when it comes to these kinds of things?
Not in my opinion, because you have officers who are caught up in the culture. You have officers who are, in this instance, drunk with power. They understand that they're not supervised. They've been out there behaving this way for probably the entire year and a half that they've been out there, just jumping out of the car, pulling people out, mistreating them, manhandling them, and then they jump back in their cars and off they go. And so when you have a small unit like this, You know, you have officers who spend, you know, 8 or 10 hours together every day. And it's like the Three Musketeers, one for all for one. You know, they all speak the same. They look the same. They walk the same. And it's important in a small unit and any police department to know, can I trust my partner? Is he going to back me? That's a big thing in patrol. My partner mm-hmm. going to back me? If I tell a lie, are they going to acquiesce that lie? Well, we see that everybody who was on the scene for that fatal beating of Tyre Nichols was perfectly in lockstep with one another as they lied about the probable cause for the stop, reckless driving, that didn't occur. And the reason for the continued beating, there was no resistance. There was no noncompliance. It was simply punishment.
And what do you make of the fact that they were wearing body cameras? So, you know, these also are supposed to dissuade officers from taking brutal action. And yet, I guess they didn't seem to care that they were being recorded.
Well, I think what happened is, and I've seen this happen during my 20 years in patrol as an officer and a sergeant, officers get in a zone and, you know, you're hyped up, adrenaline is running, you know, you've been chasing this person, you know, over the fence, you know, here and there. And then you finally catch up with them and you're happy that you caught them if you have a legitimate reason and you think they're a bad doer. But in some instances, there's an unwritten, unspoken rule and some officers will punish you once they catch you at the end of a foot pursuit. And so they just forget. They forget that there's a camera. They forget that they're being recorded. And in this instance, it seems like they really just didn't even care because now we know that there were deputies from Shelby County who came up on scene. They don't have a relationship with that agency, I'm assuming. And they weren't even bothered by another police department seeing them engage in this kind of misconduct. And so that's why it's so important to have tenured officers in these specialized units, but more important to have a supervisor who could roll up on that scene and manage that use of force.
Right. And so you're saying that the units themselves aren't a problem. It's the fact that they can be unsupervised and have this kind of cowboy culture of impunity.
The fact that this unit was unsupervised by the police chief's own admission and that these officers were inexperienced. You got officers with 2 years on the job. I mean, on LAPD, you're just barely getting off probation. They're still rookies. You know, they're akin to pubescent teens whose parents have gone out of town for the weekend and now they're going to have a house party. So you absolutely cannot have these young officers on that kind of a unit, number one, because they think they're the varsity team. And, you know, I call them elephant hunters. And so you can't have them out there unsupervised. On top of it, it just further exacerbates an already very tenuous situation.
But this can happen with or without these specialized units, right? I mean, this can happen in routine traffic stops with regular patrol.
It can happen and it does happen. And, yeah. You know, hopefully you have a police department that has sufficient personnel to monitor their officers in the field. Hopefully you have sufficient supervisors. Now, Chief CJ Davis said she didn't have enough sergeants. Well, then my question to the chief is, why'd you create the unit? If you didn't mm-hmm. have supervisors to manage these 2-year police officers, why would you create this unit? Why would you stack this unit with officers who are problematic? One came from another agency where he's alleged to have beaten somebody as a detention officer. Another one of her officers is alleged to have been involved in some kind of hazing with a fraternity. And so these are the people that you stack in a specialized so-called elite unit without supervision is just mind-boggling and it makes no sense.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That is Cheryl Dorsey, retired LAPD sergeant and author of the book, Black and Blue, The Creation of a Social Advocate.